We are at the half at Mosaic Stadium, and through 30 minutes, it's Sean White 9, Brett Lowther 6. And if you know who the kickers are for each team, and I'm guessing you do, you know that means that the Edmonton Eskimos have the lead after 30 minutes. I'm Mitchell Blair. Darren DuPont from Access Communications in the huddle will join me in just a moment. The Halftime Show brought to you by the Salford Group, The Wireless Age, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, and Redhead Equipment. Yes, the Eskimos have a three-point lead. It's been a battle of field goal kickers on this Thanksgiving Monday. This is the back half of a doubleheader. The first game in Montreal didn't see a lot of points. Darren DuPont, it's been a tryptophan thriller through 30.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tight game, and the kickers are getting a ton of work. But when I look at the first half, 95 yards in penalties for the Riders, that stands out right away. If you can clean up that, it's a completely different football game.
Two things stood out for me in the half, and you just mentioned one of them, the fact that the Riders took a lot of penalties, 95 yards in penalties at the half. The other thing that stood out to me in that first half was that Mike Riley isn't getting it done with his arm. He's getting it done with his feet. He has had several big runs in this football game to keep drives alive. That's something that he has done against the Saskatchewan Rough Rider football team in the past. Chris Jones has warned about it. But Mike Riley today is getting the job done with his feet. And if he gets his arm going, I don't like the way this could end for this football team.
Well, and that's just it. He's got a great arm. We know he can move the football, and he can hurt you with his weapons that he has in the receiving corps. But he's halfway to 100 yards on the ground, rushing the football. And so the Riders are really respecting the pass, and it's opening up room for Riley to take off and run. So we'll see how Chris Jones adjusts at the half, and I'm sure he will. But when you look at the two quarterbacks throwing the football, I mean, Caleros is nearly 70% for 125 yards, and Mike Riley's under 50%, and he's only thrown the ball for 60 yards. So a decent half by Caleros, but just not enough success moving the ball down the field.
When you look at this game through 30 minutes, are you saying it's two offenses that are struggling to move the football, two offenses that are stumbling along, or do you credit the defenses? I think of a pick by Ed Gainey at the 10-yard line that snuffed out an Edmonton drive. I think of a play by Neil King, the Edmonton safety down here at the goal line, that took away a touchdown from, I believe it was Jordan Williams-Lambert. Another half second, and that ball's in William Lambert's hands, and it's a touchdown.
Those are
two big defensive plays, but is this more, as you look at it through 30 minutes, two offenses that are just not getting it done, or are they two defenses that are just playing at a great level today?
I think the defenses are playing at a really good level. I think Zach Caleros is moving the ball around, and he's picking spots down the field. But that play in the secondary by King, that was unbelievable. He dove. That was a sure touchdown. And in diving fashion, he gets the knockdown back the other way. How many times was Edmonton knocking at the door, and the Rider defense bends but doesn't break and comes up with a big stand and then the big pick by Ed Gainey? But the Riders are shooting themselves in the foot. You cannot go first and 20, second and 20, first and 15, first and 25. You just can't convert. You're not going to have a lot of success when you do. And it's really come back to bite them. You can't have 100 yards of penalties in a football game, let alone in a half.
The Riders go into the dressing room down by three, but in reality, are they down by 10 because they need to win this game by 8 points to win the season tiebreaker? Now, a win by the Riders today by 1 point or 30, and it goes a long ways to perhaps securing that home playoff game, but does that weigh into what's going on down underneath us right now as Chris Jones tries to get these guys ready for the second half? And does it also affect what Jason Moss is thinking as we go into this second half?
A win's a win. You got to pick up the win. The points are what is going to matter, but they're thinking about it. They're aware of it. They have somebody who's on staff who is, that's their responsibility to say, hey, guess what? Now we're down, 8 points. Let's remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's going to matter in the fourth quarter. You might see some decisions where if the Riders are up by six or up by five, you might see some risks taken that maybe you normally wouldn't. But at the same time, just 8 points. So you don't want to take a lead of six try and push for those two extra points, turn the ball over, and all of a sudden you find yourself on the wrong side of the game.
If the Riders are going to win this football game, Darren, do you see them doing it on offense or winning another game on defense or special teams?
They can win on offense if they clean up the penalties.
All right. Sounds
that's simple.
Good. That's it. Darren, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I don't know what they've got down there. If they've got some turkey down there, grab a turkey leg. Save me some stuffing, and I'll be back down in the press box in a bit.
Next door in the TV booth, I think we've
all
got
right,
some turkey.
Get over there. All right, we'll take a break. You are listening to Rider Football on the Cooperators Rider Radio. This portion of the halftime show is brought to you by Nick Service. TruFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology. A new legacy begins. Your Saskatchewan Party Caucus and G3 Canada. It's 9-6 at the half. It's time for the halftime rewind for Anderson Collision and Glass. Now doing SGI accident repair and estimates. Get a free courtesy car for all insurance and glass repair. Open at 7 a.m. Here's Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the jungle. Referee Al Bradbury. Whistles time in, and Brent Lowther walks off his 7-yard approach. It's a Thanksgiving Day, Monday, West Division Collision. Lowther on the run-up and puts it in the air. We're underway. Martel down on one knee, calls for it, gets it down. Lowther gets it off, and he's good from 23 yards out, and the Riders score first in this one. 3-0, White from 32 yards out to tie the game. Kick is up and on its way, and Sean White's good, and we are tied in Regina 3-3. Two backs for Riley here on first down. Play fake. He drops back, looks deep, throws second level. It's intercepted. Far sideline. Ed Gainey on the return to this near wide left side. 30, 35, 40. 45 is Capital Ed over the 50. And down around the Saskatchewan 53. There's your first turnover of the day. Riley drops pressured, in trouble, and will go down around the 15-yard line. Charleston Hughes with his CFL leading 15th sack of the year. Martel gets it down. Lowther gets it off from 39, and he's good for the sophomore from St. Mary's. And this game's tied 6-6 late in the first half. Sean White from 42 yards out puts his leg into it, and he's good. The Eskimos go up 9-6. That's exactly what they're going to do. Mike Riley will take the snap from shotgun. And that's it. We're at the break in Regina on Thanksgiving Day Monday. And on the quality tire scoreboard, it's the Eskimos 9, the Rough Riders 6.
Taking a look at the individual numbers for the Riders, Caleros 11 of 16 for 125 yards passing. Trey Mason's been the only Rider to run the football today. He has 4 carries for 16 yards. Kenny Shaw, the leading receiver for the Riders, he has 3 catches for 51 yards. Evans 2 for 16. Williams Lambert 2 for 14. Trey Mason 2 for 6. Taking a look at the Edmonton Eskimos, Mike Riley 6 of 14 for 60 yards and an interception, but he's doing it with his legs today. He's run the ball 6 times for 50 yards. C.J. Gable, 7 carries for 35 yards. Duke Williams, 3 catches for 52 yards. Taking a look at the team stats, the Riders have 125 yards net offense. Edmonton has just 60. So it's been a defensive struggle so far. Will it stay that way? Well, keep it right here and you'll find out. The best in the business, Rod Peterson and Luke Mullender, will have it all for you. When we come back, your score at the half. The Eskimos lead the Riders 9-6. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Rider Football on the Cooperators Rider Radio Network.